Well, once a month on Bravo Brazos Valley, I let Fran Lamb do all the work, and what great work it is. Here's Heritage Highlights.
No doubt, most of us have driven by Jane Long Middle School, located on Harvey Mitchell Parkway in Bryan. Have you ever wondered just who was Jane Long? You may be surprised to know that her tombstone reads, Mrs. Jane Long, Mother of Texas. Sounds a bit grandiose, wouldn't you say? The story goes that Jane Long was orphaned at the age of 14 and widowed at 24 and led a long and hard life. But it was her independent and determined character that earned her the title Mother of Texas. Born Jane Wilkinson in 1798 in Maryland, her father died when she was less than 1 year old. She moved with her mother to Mississippi. When her mother died the following year, Jane went to live with her older sister near Natchez, Mississippi. In early 1815, Jane met James Long, a physician who had come to Natchez following a tour of duty as a surgeon at the Battle of New Orleans. By May of that year, they were married. Soon the couple had their first child. In 1820, Jane joined her husband at Bolivar Point, a peninsula opposite Galveston Island, where they established an outpost. When James Long left Bolivar Point on an excursion in September of 1821, Jane stayed behind and promised to remain at the fort until his return. Jane steadfastly continued to man the post at Bolivar Point through the winter of 1821 and 1822. Others left as supplies ran out. Along with a 12-year-old servant and her 6-year-old daughter, Jane stubbornly survived on dwindling supplies of cornmeal, salted fish, and oysters from the bay. James was later captured and accidentally killed in Mexico City. A friend of her husband persuaded her to abandon the Bolivar Point area. By 1832, Jane opened a successful hotel in Brazoria, then a primary port for newly arriving immigrants. The hotel soon became a focal point for social and political activities in Texas. In 1835, when Stephen Austin returned from 18 months of imprisonment in Mexico, a dinner and a ball was held at Jane's Hotel in his honor. Although many prominent men of Texas courted her, she never remarried. Jane died a widow of James Long on December the 30th of 1880. I'm Fran Lamb, and this has been another episode of Heritage Highlights. For information about previously aired programs, visit the KAMU website at kamu.tamu.edu.
Well, thank you again, Fran Lamb, and thanks for the loan, KAMU Radio. I'm Tom Turbeville. This is Bravo Brazos Valley, brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors voted the best in the Brazos Valley in 2015.